This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In your free time, you can do this, what I like to call stunt. Close your eyes and imagine you are dead. And I remember some of my friends used to do it in their lab, in the drawer. They would go into the drawer, in the dark room, in the dark drawer, and they imagine they are dead and this is their grave. And they think about their life in the next life and they wish they can come back and change their ways. And I remember in the lecture I gave the story of Rabi'a ibn Haytham. He was one of the scholars, one of the righteous people, and several times, every time he does something wrong, he had a hole in his bedroom with a shroud, so he would shroud himself, go in this hole, and close this door, stay there for 2-3 hours, make sure he has enough air in there in order not to suffocate. And after some time, he would call for his family to open the door for him. And in there, why in this 2-3 hours, he would imagine his life, then imagine death, and tell himself, if I die today, the first thing I'm going to ask for, as Allah says in the Quran, is to wish to go back to this life and be a better person. Then he would call his wife and she will open the door and he will go out. One time, they left him in there and they went for shopping. And you know, when women go for shopping, just like some brothers, they stay there for so long. Because they like to buy what they think they want, not what they need. And there's a big difference. So they left him in there 3, 4, 5 hours. They didn't have car back then, so it took them a very long time to come back. And he was calling upon his family to open the door for him, and no one was answering. For hours. And he started to call upon Allah, رَبِّ رَجِعُونِ الْأَعْلِي عَلِّي عَمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَطَرِ. He actually thought he was dead. No one is opening for him, so he said, that's it, I'm dead. When they came back, they opened for him. So he said, Alhamdulillah, now I have the chance to mend my ways and be a better person. That was really very close, quite frankly. So he changed his ways. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day in a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that one day he was passing by the graves and he looked at one of the graves and said, لِمَنْ قَبْرَ هَذَا قَالُوا لِفُلَانِ فَقَالَ لَرَكْعَتَيْنِ فِي الدُّنْيَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهِ. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who is buried in this grave? So they said, so-and-so is buried here. So the Prophet ﷺ says that the two rak'as, two units of prayer that a person does in this world is much better for this person in the grave than this whole life. Because of the great reward, whatever you take from this life to the next life is the good deeds you do here. And your level in Jannah and your place in Jannah or the Hellfire will be determined according to your actions here. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the right way of conduct and to help us be the servants He wants us to be. الحمد لله رب العالمين واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله ربه رحمه للعالمين. All of us have plans for the future. 20 years from today, 60 years from today, after your retirement, each one of us wishes to have a beach house with your grandchildren playing soccer in the backyard and you enjoying whatever the things you like to do in this life. But in many times, things don't work our way because things happen. I sometimes like to watch videos on crimes and assassinations and different things to get the lessons from these stories. And I look at the people, like John F. Kennedy, for example, a few moments before his death. And if you ask him at this time, at this moment, a couple of minutes before his death, what was in his mind or her mind, the person before the death? Of course, high expectations and big dreams, you know, about their life and what they would do when they retire, and plans for tomorrow, 10 years, 60 years, but all of a sudden, everything is taken from them. And they were not prepared for this. I too wish I can reach the time where I can take a vacation and retire and enjoy my life the way I want. But I tell you the truth, if you have two children like Yasmin, I don't think you will survive till that day. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. What should we do? The work plan you should have. Number one, you should question your own actions and decisions in this life. And ask yourself, am I doing the right thing? Why am I doing these evil things? And what about my good actions? Are they done sincerely for the sake of Allah, or am I just showing off so the people will say he's generous, he's a good guy? Think about prioritizing your actions and your needs in this life. Am I doing the things that should be at the top of my list, or is my list messed up? And think about your rights and obligations. Am I fulfilling my rights and obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the people, to my husband or my wife or children or my parents? And ask about your obligations before you ask for your rights. Because most of the time people do the opposite thing. Think about writing your wasiyah, for example, your final will and testament. You put in there what should be done to you and your family after death. Think about things that would be very beneficial to you after your death, as stated in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith al-sahih, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمَ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Think about doing all the actions that would benefit you in your grave and in the life to come. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says that three things will benefit you after you die. Everything else will come to an end except for three things. A constant charity, sadaqatun jariyah, or a beneficial knowledge that benefits humanity and makes their life easier, and a good child or a good family member to make dua for you. These are the things that will benefit you. And I always like to conclude with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qudsi hadith. Ya yabna Adam, innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum, faman wajada khayran falyahmadillah, waman wajada ghayra dhalik fala yalumanna illa nafsa. Allah says in the hadith, Qudsi, O children of Adam, whatever you find in your record of deeds in the life to come is nothing but your own actions and decisions in this life. So if you find something good in your record of deeds, then thank Allah for making it easy to you. Otherwise, there's no one to blame except yourself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the truth and to help us be obedient servants to Him, and to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come, and to help us be sincere in everything we do and say, and to forgive all Muslims, those who are living and those who are dead, and to forgive us anything we have done by ignorance, mistake, or forgetfulness, and to reward us for our good deeds according to the best of our intentions. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.